Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. This morning, as I spent time with God, continuing in the next to the last day. Today's day 31 of the devotional journal I've been going through, Here Am I, Discovering Your Sacred Calling in the Midst of Everyday Life. And today's topic is on being called to be worthy. If you followed all of these, and even if you haven't, but if you have, you may have may remember that may sound a little bit familiar. But one of the early topics in this devotional journal was about being called to be counted worthy. And in the devotion today, I write that while they may sound similar, I believe there's a great difference. And it's the first one. It's being counted worthy by God that allows us to respond to His calling to be worthy. In a sense, being counted worthy is God's evaluation of us. It's recognizing. I write in the devotional, it says, I can look at myself at times and question legitimately whether I really am worthy. But God has the ability, because He counts me worthy, He has the ability to look beneath the layers of crud that I have accumulated in my life, to see the potential that's there because He created it. He called it into being. He's filled me with His Spirit, with His breath of life. And so when God calls me to be worthy, it's not an impossible task. It's the power of His Spirit within you and I that allows us to make the choices that are worthy of God's calling. To choose to love, to choose to honor, to choose to forgive, to choose to have compassion. You see, all of these characteristics, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all of those things that the Spirit produces within us are traits that, when we choose to allow them to be seen in us and through us by others, show that we are living worthy of the calling that we have received in Christ. Those things are fruit of the Spirit. Those are things that are not produced naturally by me and not on any consistent basis. Yes, each one of them are things that individuals can and have done without God's Spirit within them. But it's a consistency of that style of life that requires the Spirit of God. It's fascinating in some sense and disgusting in another sense that we live in a time where so many think it's their right and responsibility to respond to everything that they disagree with. I see a lot of opinions on social media that I don't agree with. Many I don't think are accurately using Scripture. But I don't feel compelled anymore, at least, to respond to every one of them. I rarely feel compelled to respond to any of them, and pretty much never to respond publicly with things I disagree with. Those are meant, if it needs done, and if God convicts me to say something about it, those things are meant to be done privately. And it's not that I'm so much better than anyone else. I know the things that I say, the things that I write, the things that I post are not always correct either. They're the things I believe, but I don't have 100% authority or accuracy in understanding and determining God's word correctly and using it in context as fully as I always ought to. But being worthy says, I'm going to represent Jesus well. And I believe in today's culture, a big part of that is how we treat others. Especially how we treat others we disagree with. Jesus teaches, he says, you have heard it said to love your neighbors and in essence hate your enemies. He says, but I tell you that's not true. Love your enemies and pray for those who would persecute you. And so many times we feel the need to correct someone, to correct someone's opinion in a way that doesn't show love. In a way that, well, demeans them. In a way that creates division rather than healing. You see, being worthy says, I'm going to make choices that show that within me is one who is worthy because God's Spirit lives within me. We have that opportunity in these, what I call confusing times. I haven't come up with a better word yet. I'm tired of so many of the constant phrases that the media uses. But in these confusing times, the opportunities to live as one worthy of God's calling is all around us. To be the light, to be the beacon of hope, to be the one that chooses to speak words of peace, words of healing, words of comfort, words of mercy, words of compassion, rather than words of condemnation or words of judgment or words that would hurt others in order to make ourselves look better. You see, living worthy of the calling that we've received in Christ kind of means it's up to the choices that you and I make. God has already counted us worthy as we've come to Him and through the blood of Jesus. From His perspective, we are worthy because of His Son. And now He says, I've counted you worthy, live like it. Back to the illustration a little bit I used yesterday of an area police chief who walked into the midst of a crowd of his city. And his challenge was that we are better than this. This isn't who we are. Live like the people that I know that you are. And I believe that's a similar message. And listening to him, I would guess that God is at the center of his life. But whether he's a follower of Jesus or not, that's the message that I think God wants each one of us to hear. When we get off track, tearing others down. But we may not be those that go around destroying property and inflicting violence on communities and fear in the neighborhoods and committing acts of violence towards people. Well, not physically. But when we do that in our social media presence, when we do that in our attitudes towards one another, I think God would have the similar words as this police chief did. That's not who we are. That's not who you are as a part of the family. The family doesn't do things that way. And he says, I know who you are. You are better than this. And God has the authority and right to say that because he has made us better than that through Jesus Christ. And I believe that admonition, that encouragement to each one of us holds true whether it's in our response to COVID-19 and all of the things that we're frustrated with about it, or whether it's true in our response to the injustice of our culture and our nation. We're better than this because we're God's children. We have to treat one another better than this. We have to move beyond and above. Allowing for the mistreatment of any person, specifically based on differences, race, economic status, gender, it doesn't matter. God says, you're better than this. You have been called to live a life worthy of the calling that you have in Christ. And we can and must condemn. Police brutality in any form. Even as we support those who protect well. And we also must, I believe, condemn violence, the destruction of property, the rioting, the looting. You see, we are better than that because we're God's children. We cannot stand by when a black man is killed in police custody. We cannot stand by when a white person is killed in an out-of-control riot. We cannot stand by because we're called to a higher calling. We're called to words and actions of love and mercy and compassion. But we also cannot stand by and be involved in tearing one another down because we think differently, because our opinions aren't always lined up with one another. You see, we're worthy of something better. We're worthy of better choices. We're worthy of the name above all names. Oh, not by our ability or might or power or goodness, but we're worthy because of the great love of our God who has counted us worthy and has called us to be worthy. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you have looked through and beneath the crud that we accumulate in our life, and you know what you created us to be. Because of that knowledge and because of your love, you have not only counted us worthy, but you've called us to live as those who are worthy. And so, Father, today I pray that we would keep that in mind in the midst of all of our interactions with others. Father, specifically in the things that are matters of opinion that we don't agree with. If discussions need to be had, Father, help us to keep those private. To not publicly call out people that in ways that bring harm to them or to your name. Father, your word gives us, I believe, clear instructions on how we resolve conflict, how we address individuals. And while there are times and means for public rebuke, that's never the first option. In our culture and our technology has often made it the availability of public being the first option because it's so easy. Father, help us to love our brothers and sisters enough to take care of private things in private. Father, may we find ways to live as those worthy of your calling, even as we stand against injustice, as we stand against hatred, as we stand against violence. May we do so in ways that really are worthy of the calling that we have in Christ. Father, I pray that this virus would be gone from the face of the earth. The confusion that we live in seems to be amplified by the restrictions of the past few months. Father, for those that are sick, that some with the COVID-19 virus and others with just the normal or typical or illnesses and diseases that we've battled for generations. Father, not only do we have those physical illnesses and diseases that we fight against, that the disease of hatred has existed from the beginning of time almost. At least from Cain and Abel onward. So, Father, may we be as tired of hatred as we are of COVID-19. In fact, may we be more tired of hatred to the point that we resolve to be done with it. Father, I pray for the children of our families and our community. May you protect them in all ways. May you build them up and encourage them. May you give incredible wisdom to their parents and caretakers. That your love would be seen and shown and felt through the people around these children. That they would grow and live with confidence that as David wrote in the Psalms, is that though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there's no fear of evil, for you are with us. Father, today as we go about life, help us to constantly keep in mind of what it looks like to live a life worthy of the calling that we have in Christ. Help us to constantly keep in mind that we are worthy because of Jesus. Help us to keep in mind that who we are and whose we are. And help us to live as you would have us to live. May we lift up Jesus in all that we say and do, that many would be brought to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday morning, the second day of June. I do hope and pray that these morning messages are an encouragement to you, that gives you something to think about, to hold on to throughout the day. That today, you would be mindful of how you treat others. That the seeds of hatred would not be given a place to grow. And I pray that today you would know the incredible blessings of God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.